This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 14, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain changing to snow, low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 5:15 p.m. Today's weather has closed many North Shore schools, with rain expected to flip over to snow at some point today for all North Shore residents. The storm has postponed the Peabody Rotary Club's Taste of the North Shore event that was scheduled for tonight. The new date is 1 week from today, March 21, and it will be held at Danversport on Elliott Street in Danvers. The Newburyport dredging project around Plum Island is back on after the contractor stopped work due to equipment issues. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon has an update on the project.
The extension that the contractor was looking for was granted, and they've actually already identified a subcontractor. It's going to be Norfolk Dredging out of Virginia. They're going to bring in a 400-foot dredge, and to put that in perspective, the dredge that was just here was only a 200-foot dredge, so they're actually going to be even a double the size dredge coming in, and they're going to have a bigger pipe, and they're actually going to need a lot fewer days to get this dredge done. So it looks like we're trending in the right direction. We actually have another option too for some additional sand that we're going to look at too that the city might be involved in. So I just want to give an update to the residents of Plum Island that it looks like the dredge is back on and we are moving in the right direction.
Reardon made his comments on his Mayor's Corner program. The Daily Item is reporting today that the Marblehead School Committee voted yesterday morning to present two budgets to the town next week. One budget would have all the cuts that the town has requested. The other budget would not include cuts while providing level services from this year. However, it would require the town to vote for a tax override in order to fund the schools. The item is also reporting that the Saugus school budget has been trimmed from the original amount that was proposed in January by the superintendent. North Shore Senator Joan Lovely is supporting legislation that would add diapers to SNAP benefits for families in need.
So it's a diaper benefits pilot program, you know, working with our local food pantries to make sure that we have diapers available in all sizes for all infants and toddlers. Currently, SNAP benefits do not cover diapers, and diapers are very expensive. I now have a granddaughter, so a 2.5-year-old, so I'm back in that diaper business again, helping my daughter and her husband. But they're so expensive, and especially for families that are really on the margins. We've heard families that are reusing diapers, trying to recycle disposable diapers. It's not good. It's a public health issue for the infant. So we want to be able to make sure that, A, we can get diapers covered by SNAP benefits, and then that we can get diapers into the different food pantries to make them available.
Lovely explained the need for such a benefit on an MSO podcast. That's Senator Joan Lovely of Salem. Check back to this post throughout the day with any possible weather-related updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, both back in action tonight on the road. The Bees in Chicago, the Celtics in Houston. Red Sox play the Tigers today in exhibition baseball. High school tournament sports, just a few teams left. The Bishop Emmett girls basketball game that was scheduled for tonight is now tomorrow. They'll be playing Norwell at Newton North High School at 6 o'clock. Other games scheduled tonight in girls basketball, it will be St. Mary's versus Rockland at Quincy High School at 5. And in boys basketball tonight, also at Quincy High School, at St. Mary's High School versus Old Rochester. So that would be a St. Mary's girls-boys doubleheader at Quincy High School tonight. Again, if that gets postponed, we'll update you here on the website. And a shout-out to Endicott College men's hockey. They'll be taking on Norwich Saturday in the NCAA Division III hockey playoffs. That is sports along with Rick Moore. Good luck today, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.